you're smashing people on getting the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The two dudes that got it, you know what? All you got to do is clean it up, and they're going to resell it.
Resell it, you think?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. If you saw this couch...
And, honey, it doesn't matter. All you got to do is clean it up. I'm new in the Manhattan area, but I know a few people that go around dumpster diving, as they call it.
Right, yeah.
Yep, and they get all the college kids' stuff or whatever. They clean it up and they resell it at a garage sale.
Wow.
But how are you going to smash somebody, dude, you know? For real.
I don't know. I don't think these guys were, they didn't look like they were into the reefer business.
Whatever. Well, they could take it to their mom or their sister or whatever. You know, and everything's, you can reupholster it, you can clean it up, you can whatever. But how are you going to smash them?
You're right. I shouldn't knock it till I try it.
No, you shouldn't smash him.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Ouch, put me in my place there. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. What do you think on the old scavenging? What have you seen people get?
Yeah, man. Like you were talking about that couch and stuff.
Yeah, it was all dirty and stained and stuff.
Yeah, well, like listen, like what. Like, all you need to do is, like, if you take that and, like, you're worried about, like, the poop stain on there, is that what you said?
Well, I don't know specifically what kind of stain it was, but it was definitely suspect. It's one of those things where you know how you can use your imagination and figure this stuff out? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, what you need, like, if you just, all you need is, like, a tarp. You put a tarp on there, and then, like, if you just go to Walmart and get a sheet and put a sheet over it and like that, and it's fixed. So like I don't think it's that big of a deal if somebody gets a ratty ass couch and takes it, because like all you have to do is just cover it up, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But my main point was there is such a huge selection of couches in Manhattan.
Yeah, man. But like you can never have too many couches.
I think you probably
can. I don't need all kinds of couches, you know.
No, because like you never know if you're gonna have like a big party and like have all kinds of people over. My friend has couches in his garage. Like he has them like lined up in a U pattern in there, so that people can just like chill out, pass around. I mean, and just chill out and like you know and sit in there, you know.
Just like a little lounge type area.
Yeah,
that's a good point. You know, I've seen people make like. Almost little semi-living rooms out of things.
And what was the deal? Who was that woman that was just on?
I don't know. She just called in.
Like, figure. Like, can you tell me? Like, can you tell? Like, how many teeth she had?
What?
She just called into the show, man.
Well, like. If you could figure out what payphone she was calling from, and tell her to give it to me, and like, oh, I have a dirty old car seat I could give her. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Power hits.
Dukes in the morning.
Power hits. 97.5.
I was the woman that called in earlier.
Yeah.
And I just heard dude on the f***ing radio. And he must have rode in on the f***ing small bus. You know what I'm saying?
He sounded a little,
Yeah, he sounded way out there.
Stoned?
Yeah, he sounded kind of stoned out of his mind.
You know what? Earlier today, I was with a gal that I met here in Manhattan and her brother. And they stopped on Anderson, and she got like a rug out of a f***ing garbage can and a mirror and this and that.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I tell you, I'm new in Manhattan. You know, whatever.
Yeah, when did you move in?
Oh, a year and a half ago, but...
Oh, a year and a half ago you moved here?
Yes.
But what do you think of the area?
I think it can so suck my clit, you know what I'm saying? Who is this motherfucker? I just okay, can I just say something to him? Well, I know you're not going to put it on, but bitch didn't ride in on a small bus. But he rode in on the small bus. He rode in. Okay.
Sounds a little deficient, yeah.
Let me say this. I'm the woman that called in earlier, dude. And at least I didn't ride in on the small bus like you did. And so suck my ass.
Very good points. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, but you know what? He pissed me off. I'm listening to you, you know?
Yeah.
And he pissed me off. Who the f*** is he? You know, I just try to make a comment, you know? But no, I was with a friend earlier. Well, not a friend. An acquaintance earlier. And we were driving down Anderson Street. She said, turn around and go back. I seen a... What'd she call it? She called it, what's them long rugs? Whatever.
Yeah, I
anyway,
don't know.
So her brother turned around and go back, and she went and dug in the fucking dumpster, got a mirror, and got some other bullshit, and then took the rug out of the dumpster.